Scott with SJWelfare.com Final Days Report, episode 416. This is going to be a Bible study, but I think it's important. We're calling this the Schofield Doctrine of Hell. The Schofield Doctrine of Hell, my friends. And what we're going to cover is, folks, it seems, and we'll show some evidence thereof, that the Schofield Bible really has its roots in the occult. The evidence is overwhelming. And this is why I'm not a Zionist and never have been a Zionist. I believe in fulfillment theology, not replacement theology, fulfillment theology. Jesus Christ fulfilled it all. So it's Christ or bust. With it, it's probably going to be a series because I have so many different slides. I've been studying this for about 4 years now. But I also first want to go over the Schofield Bible derived from the occult, from Satanists, from Freemasons. Again, why I'm not a Zionist. Number two, I want to go over some thoughts on Scripture. If you have been following me for a while, I have some unorthodox thoughts that were not taught because I'm not using the Schofield Bible to interpret the Bible. And then number three, who are the chosen people? And I'm going to use classic scripture there, but then I'm also going to take a view on just some interesting parallels between the Old and New Testament. I've never heard a sermon on that, so that'll be probably be part two because it gets a little bit long. And again, this is a Bible study, not going over the news. But I was thinking about this. It says in the end of days, there'll be a great falling away. If all of a sudden the mark of the beast is implemented in what, 40, 50% of Christians feels they're going to be raptured out of here and they take the mark of the beast, or they're like all bummed out, I thought I'd be raptured out of here with easy escapism. It's not going to happen, my friends. It's not going to happen. And we'll prove the Schofield Bible is really obnoxious within this series, because the Schofield Bible, what this is they use the King James Version Bible and they put notes down. So instead of reading the Bible and let the Holy Ghost inspire you, there were notes to brainwash you. It's probably one of the earliest examples of brainwashing, like the television and Hollywood. That's the Schofield Bible. And then they started giving them away for free to influencers, pastors, to seminary schools. Turn them into cemetery schools, my friends, if they follow this nonsense. In my humble opinion, now this is not a salvation issue. Let me be clear. It will be if you take the mark of the beast when it's fully implemented, this operating system from the Pope, when it's fully authenticated and hooked up to artificial intelligence, right? You're the temple of God. You need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice to Christ. So this whole bio-digital convergence, the Antichrist, is going to somehow, in my humble opinion, be hooked up to artificial intelligence and hook up to you. Meta, you can see this. AI is the Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lubavitch. But here are the four things that Schofield Bible brought you. Dispensationalism, which I think is nonsense. Abraham was saved by faith. It's always been about faith. And the Old Testament was written about Jesus Christ. You know, I listen to some people that I respect, some good researchers. They're like, I don't know if I agree with the Old Testament. The Old Testament is about Jesus Christ. Every page that you read in the Old Testament, see if you can find Jesus. It'll be a game changer for you, my friends. He brought you the pre-trib rapture. And I've heard some people that I like, some pastors that I like that are pre-tribbers. And there's this movement saying the church fathers believed in the pre-trib rapture. That is not true. That is not true. I've seen counter videos like this is garbage. So if you start hearing people trying to distance themselves from Schofield and Darby and Westcott and Hort, I'm going to show you why they're trying to distance themselves from this nonsense, because it's from the pit of hell. Literally, this pre-trib rapture, I think, is from the pit of hell. It's a deception. It makes you where you're not vocal. You're being lazy, right? And if you're a pre-trib rapture person, hey, just listen, and then also maybe study what we've preached on sjwellfire.com. But the pre-trib rapture came from Schofield in his notes. Then there's this distinction between Israel and the church. They're two separate. No, it's Christ or bust. either you're in Christ or you're not. Now, I do think Zechariah 12 and 14, a remnant of Israel would be saved. Romans 11 says partially blinded. All Israel will be saved when it says that. When the times of the Gentiles comes in, that basically is saying that last and great day, that's it. Time's up. So who's in is in and who's out is out. It doesn't mean everybody from Israel is going to be saved. Now that's nonsense, my friends. All right. And then the Zionism and modern day Christianity. This October 7th, if you believe that was a legit deal, search the October 7th stand down. I just played another video from Israeli News Live, maybe two or three, four podcasts ago, where the person that was just pardoned from prison, the Israeli spy, his name escapes me, said he had helicopter pilots that were held to not fly for 6 hours. They wanted carnage so they could wipe out Gaza, to turn it into a Riviera, and then the Leviathan natural gas, I think, you know, billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of natural gas. I mean, it's a land grab. Let's be honest, right? It's a genocide. So October 7th was a stand down, and Christians were like, yay, rooting onto this genocide. And I can't remember the exact percent. I think it was like 10 and 15% of the people of Gaza are Christians. Jordan, it's 30%. Don't fall for any of this. There are too many Christians to jail in Iran. You need to be rooting for Christians. You need to be rooting that Israel and the synagogue of Satan, that their eyes and the scales in their eyes are lifted up and they become Christians, because they're bringing in Noahide laws fast, very, very fast. We need to pray people get saved. We need to bind their demons that are running them and pray they get saved. The power of prayer is overwhelming, but you have to believe. All right, let's get into the Schofield doctrine of hell, I like to call it. And he's a con man. So let's read. 2 years after Schofield's reported conversion to Christianity in 1879, the Etchison patriot was less than impressed. Describing the former Etchison resident as the late lawyer, politician, and shyster generally, the article went on to recount a few of Schofield's many malicious acts. These include a series of forgeries in St. Louis, for which he was sentenced 6 months in jail. So here's where it gets interesting with Schofield, is he's a shyster. And then all of a sudden, he starts hanging out with the modern-day elite, the modern-day Illuminati. Let's read. Cyrus Schofield, the theologian behind the Schofield Reference Bible, remember King James Version, then notes, programming, was a member of the Lotus Club. And the Lotus Club had many wealthy and influential individuals, including Zionist and socialist leaders like Jacob Schiff. Now, here's where it's interesting. In the February 3rd, 1949 issue of the New York Journal American, Schiff's grandson, John, was quoted by the columnist Charlie Knickerbocker as saying that his grandfather had given about $20 million for the triumph of communism Russia, the Bolsheviks. Most of the Bolsheviks had the little beanies, little hats. They actually had anti-Semitic laws during this takeover and murdered millions, including half my family, my great-great-granddad that was a Baptist preacher, sent to Siberia, never to be seen from again. So, come on. The Bible says hang out with fellow believers. These are communist socialists, right? And it gets more interesting on who Schofield received his inspiration. One of them was John Nelson Darby. And an aside, John Nelson Darby with his church actually had Aleister Crowley, the most wicked satanic man in the world. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, go do it. But pop culture, the satanic Hollywood pop culture and the music scene love Aleister Crowley on Beatles covers. I even heard the Police talking about Aleister Crowley as inspiration. The most wicked man in the world, 666. The evil that he's done is mind-bending. Do your research on Aleister Crowley. And what Christians will say that believe in Darbyism is they will say, well, Alistair fell away from John Nelson Darby's teaching. Really? Maybe he was inspired by John Nelson Darby, because we're going to dive deep into this. I'm convinced of it, my friends. But let's read. This is from fulfilledcg.com. Before examining Schofield's life, we need to understand John Nelson Darby, the principal figure from whom the Schofield borrowed his biblical analysis. Darby was a Satanist. Let me read that again. Darby was a Satanist Freemason, an agent of the Rothschild-owned British East India Company, right, that ran opium. Darby's family owned Leap Castle, renowned as the most sinister and occult castle in Ireland's history. Darby became a leader of the Christian sect called the Plymouth Brethren. He is generally credited with originating the secret rapture doctrine and made several trips to America to spread its vaccine of heresies. Darby used many terms in common with the occult Theosophists, these Luciferians, and he did. He rewrote a Bible with Luciferian white light language. He referred to Jesus as the coming one, the term New Agers use for the Antichrist, referred to God as the architect, the same phrase employed by Freemasons, meaning God to the for the uninitiated, but Lucifer is for the true initiates. And many other occult phrases. Darby even penned his own satanic version of the Bible. The Illuminati always knew they could not perform a wholesale transformation of the Bible because it would be recognized and rejected. Therefore, the approach through the centuries has been to whittle it away, a word here and a phrase there, the universal strategy of boiling the frog. When I first was saved, I'll never forget this. I saw a video about the NIV versus the King James Version and how it was neutered. It was fascinating, my friends. And then also when I first was saved, how I found Darby and Schofield is I read the Bible two or three times and could not figure out the pre-trib rapture. I didn't see it in the text. I was so confused. And then all of a sudden, the pastor at the church I was attending said, we're going to study the book of Revelation and the pre-trib rapture. And he presented it and it didn't make any sense to me. So I just started researching it. And that's the one thing I am as a researcher. If I don't understand it, if I don't know it, I have a passion to learn and I'll go dive and go find it. And so that's how I was just like, now who came up with the pre-trib rapture? Schofield, Darby, Westcott, and Hort. Now, here's an example. This is a deep article from libertytothecaptives.net. And it just goes over these versions and this Luciferian language by Darby and his Bible version. But let's read. John Nelson Darby published his own version of the New Testament in 1867. He decided to produce a highly literal English version of the New Testament for study purposes. Below is representative sampling of the occult wording, New Age markers, and satanic subliminals Darby inserted into his own translation, which he represented as being more literal, more accurate, and worthy of study than the King James Version Bible. Just a couple examples. Hebrews 9:26, King James says, for then must be he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And here's what Darby's version says. It says, consummation of the ages, new agey, since he had been obliged offer to suffer for the foundation of the world, but now once in the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested for putting away the sin by his sacrifice, consummation of the ages. You can dive deep into what they think they mean by that. Let's get into another scripture. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Now, here's what Darby says. For many deceivers have gone out into the world. They who do not confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, that's the antichrist. This is the deceiver, the antichrist. Futuristic, blatant, blatant. You believe this stuff? Pre-tribbers? This is foundational from the pit of hell, and it gets worse. C.I. Schofield did use the work of Westcott and Hort in his Schofield Reference Bible. Schofield acknowledged the influence of Westcott and Hort's Greek text in the introduction to the Bible. Now, who are Westcott and Hort? Their heresies and occult activities. Well, what they did, Westcott and Hort, is they ended up using the critical text and rejected the traditional text. They rejected the Textus Receptus. But more importantly, they have just unorthodox beliefs. They held that the Bible is not the infallible word of God. It's not infallible. You can't make this up. And then they're involved in occult activities that were just bizarre. And they had influential connections with the British royalty, politics. Creepy. Creepy dudes. You want to follow a shyster, a Freemason, Satanist, and others that are in the occult? For your doctrine? This to me reminds me of the great falling away. It just does. It does. Because when the mark of the beast is fully implemented, you will see the Antichrist in Thessalonians. When it's fully implemented, you'll be like, I needed to be raptured out of here. You need to have so much faith that if you need to be a martyr to get a martyr's crown, so be it. It's neutered the church, in my humble opinion. All right, let's continue down this brainwashing of the Schofield Reference Bible. Since it was first published in 1909, the Schofield Reference Bible has made uncompromising Zionists out of tens of millions of Americans. When John Hagee, the founder of the Christians United for Israel, said that 50 million evangelical Bible-believing Christians unite with 5 million American Jews standing together on behalf of Israel, it was the Schofield Bible that he was talking about. So really, the problem, again, are the notes that push this uncritical support for modern state of Israel. Do as you wilt. And oh, by the way, John Hagee, whatever his name is, which is interesting, I remember this, he wrote a book and he said, it will also prove that Jesus did not come to the earth to be the Messiah. I mean, this guy's a heretic. That's insanity. But let's continue just to an example of the Schofield Bible. Blessing Israel, cursing its critics. I'm calling this the brainwashed pulpit. Central to Christian Zionist belief is Schofield's commentary, italicized below, on Genesis 12:3. I will bless them. So this is Schofield's notes. I will bless them that bless thee. In fulfillment closely related to the next clause, and curse them that curse thee, wonderfully fulfilled in the history of dispersion, it has invariably fared ill with the people who have persecuted the beanie, well with those who have protected him. The future will still more remarkably prove this principle. So drawing on Schofield's rather tendacious interpretation, Hagee claims the man or nation that lifts a voice or hand against Israel invites the wrath of God. But as Stephen Scissor points out in his definitive critique, Christian Zionism, Roadmap to Armageddon, the promise when referring to Abraham's descendants speaks of God blessing them, not the entire nations blessing the Hebrew nation, still less contemporary, the secular state of Israel. I mean, it's just, it's dancing. And so you got to ask the question. We've given $318 billion, from what I could research, to Israel since they've been a country in 1948. Has America been blessed, or are we going down the pit of hell? Have morals just decayed beyond belief? Are people working 2-3 jobs? You know, it used to be women could stay home and raise the kids. Please, the Sodom and Gomorrah type lifestyle, unbelievable, defiling our kids, men in women's bathrooms, men playing sports. Sure, Trump's trying to say no, but I think it's all a playbook. It's just gone insane. The deception, the media allowed to lie to you with the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act. No, we're not blessed. We're not blessed at all. Abortion, environmentalism, removing prayer from the school, all these false flags that we're seeing. It's awful. Going to war on a false flag. I'm telling you, my friends, we're not blessed. You think we're blessed? No. People getting super sick from the acid days of Noah Devil Juice. I mean, come on. I'm not buying it. All right. Now, by faith, Abraham was saved, right? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should go after and receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. So it's always been by faith that we are saved. This dispensations, God dealt with people different ways. It's by faith, my friends. So my question, are you following this satanic derived interpretation of the Bible that has brainwashed the pulpit? This dispensationalism, because it's always been by faith. This pre-trib rapture, we've done two or three studies on the pre-trib rapture. I'm going to get into some potential homework if you believe in the pre-trib rapture. The distinction between Israel and the church. Folks, Romans 11 says, we are in. They're out. Don't be cocky about it. Pray they get saved. They're partly blinded until the times of the Gentiles comes in, and that is at the end. That's it. Time's up. Even pre-tribbers believe that. And we are often called Israel as well. Christians and believers are. It's kind of a mix within the New Testament. Then this whole Zionism in modern Christianity of be pro genocide at all cost, which just blows me away. All right. Before I dive into scripture, who are the chosen people? First, we had to dismantle the Scofield Bible, the roots, the fruits of it, the foundation of it. Who wrote it? How does that fit scripture, my friends? But then also, we've been indoctrinated so much. I just want to go through some potential homework before part two of diving into who are the chosen people. So our ministry has a point of view that Jerusalem is the woman of the book of Revelation. And the scripture that we talk about is, yes, Jerusalem is on seven hills. Jerusalem, or the woman, is called the great city. When you look at hermeneutics, the great city is where they basically killed Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. They didn't kill Christ in Rome. I'm sorry, they didn't. Jesus said to Israel's leaders, you killed the prophets, the Sadducees and Pharisees, and remember in the book of Revelation, and in her was found the blood of the prophets no more, right? And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. This to me is Noah Hydlaws. The woman controls the kings of the earth. Now, as a bit of a proof point here, who runs the United States? Who are the dual citizens? Most Supreme Court judges. They're either Catholic or they're the Beanie Club. So who runs the U.S. that you can't say bad things about? Our free speech. Think about the central bankers. Think about the Epstein honey traps, a Mossad operation, blackmailing us. The evidence there. And I'm not saying don't watch the Catholic, or we have to watch the Catholic Church. It's obviously a city state and has power. I'm not saying that, but I think Jerusalem is the woman of the book of Revelation. And then sitting back as well, this is a little less strong, but it just dawned on me. When you look at the book of Revelation and the woman, the whore, Babylon, they're missing the color blue. And in the tabernacle, it has all the same colors and blue. And blue symbolizes divinity, heaven, eternal nature of God. So it's obviously missing that, right? Now, here's the other thing, too. I think they're going to run this whole Mark of the Beast system in Israel. The Sanhedrin court, they're on the verge of pushing that as the global world court with Noahide laws, right? These are the things that are coming together. Israel is number 3-2. In terms of artificial intelligence technology, it's a hub for this Tower of Babel, right? And they're obviously aligned with the United States. So there's a connection there. But that's where I think it'll be run. So you need to think about this statement here from the book of Revelation. Standing afar off from the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. So merchants can't sell their merchandise anymore. So if you think about it, if the artificial intelligence, mark of the beast, blockchain, central bank digital currency, crypto coin, if it's gone, with all the central bankers, if the system is gone, no one's going to be able to buy goods anymore. Because when the mark of the beast comes out, no one can buy or sell without the mark of the beast. There aren't different transactions. So I'm telling you, my friends, it fits. So I was researching, are there any other proof points that Jerusalem is the woman of the book of Revelation? And I found an article from truthtellers.org that most of the things I just covered, but this one was new to me. There are other reasons to believe Babylon the Great means the Jewish city. When she is destroyed, Revelation describes the fall of this city as different from that of Gentile ethno cities. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations, Gentiles, fell. Revelation 16:19, a city which is not Gentile must, of course, be Jewish, right? And then I rewrote it in a way going a little bit deeper into the Greek. So just an interesting observation, and I thought this was interesting. I've never mentioned this before. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, the church that is at Babylon, let me read that again, the church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, slueth you, and so doth Marcus my son. He's talking about church in Israel, my friends. So what are we to do with all of this? Jesus tells us the answer, come out of her, my people, that you may not participate in her sins, and that you may not receive her plagues, for her sins have piled up as high as the heaven. And I moved from mid-trib rapture to post-trib. And if you're mid, it doesn't bother me because you realize you might have to receive a martyr's crown. And personally, I think being post-trib is going to be awesome. Because if we're righteous, if we're in the Lord, if we're doing his work, he's going to save us from their nanotech, from their robots, from their mind-controlled zombies hooked up to artificial intelligence. And at the end of the day, there's peace in Christ. But here's what I want you to do is we've done a pretty popular series, How to Unlock and Read the Book of Revelation. It was probably the most confusing book for me when I first became a Christian. I didn't understand it. And I think we've unlocked it in a decent way. But I mentioned this earlier, Romans 11 talks about how you're in, if you're a Christian, Israel's partly blinded. And that the times of the Gentiles, when they come in, that's when that last day, that's it, time's up, all of Israel will be saved. And so what we need to do, we need to pray that the synagogue of Satan, that their blinders are opened, that they're open, bind their demons that are running them as well. So who's in is in, and who's out is out. There's not this massive separation where they're going to go through 7 years of tribulation, and all of them are going to be saved. And that's not what it says, my friends. Just read Matthew 24 about when the rapture happens. But what's interesting too is Israel oftentimes refers to Christians as well. Galatians 6:16, Paul refers to the Israel of God, which is interpreted as the church composed of believers of Christ. Romans 11, Gentiles are described as being grafted in, the olive tree, symbolizing inclusion in God's people. Hebrews 8:8-13, the new covenant is established, replacing the old covenant made with the house of Israel. This is fulfillment theology, and Judah extending to all believers. Now, again, I think a remnant will be saved with Zechariah 12 and 14. But they are enemies of the gospel. All right, the other pit piece as well, just for foundation, I'm not really caring about the red heifer and the third temple. Because my question to you is, if they build a third temple in Israel, is it really a holy place? Is it holy if Christ is not in it? I don't think it is. Because the New Testament clearly says, you're the temple of God if you're a Christian. So I'm asking you to rethink the abomination of desolation, because you're to give yourself as a daily sacrifice. I've done 3 Bible studies on this. So search on SJ Wildfire, Third Temple, and you need to think about the As Days of Noah poke, right? Certificate of vaccine ID 1 equals A, 9 equals I, AI. Certificate of vaccine AI. That's their goal. Optogenetics, it's an operating system. The nanotech in these pokes is over the top. Now, I think they're trying to get it in us in multiple ways. I might have to go under for surgery on something that's happening to me. And I'm hearing that the anesthetics have nanotech in it. So I have a decision to make. Do I want to just lean on the Lord? Maybe just live in pain? I mean, it's a decision. It's a decision. So really, multiple things to take a look at. How to read the book of Revelation, rethink the abomination of desolation. And the last one is Israel. Israel or Jerusalem being the woman of the book of Revelation, that great city where they crucified Christ, that has 7 hills, that killed the prophets, where this mark of the beast system could be run out of. I think it potentially, not even necessarily Jerusalem, but it could be run out of where they have those Abraham Accord, one world religion center. That just screams to me to place in a supercomputer, a quantum computer that runs it all. I get that vibe. Or maybe they'll run it in Memphis, where Elon Musk's Grok AI is. I'm going to do a part 2 of who are the chosen people. I'm going to use the classic scripture examples about circumcision, all sorts of things. And then I'm going to just take a look at views of patterns, like big picture strategic patterns. What did a vine represent in the Old Testament? What does it mean in the New Testament? Things like that, because there's so many patterns. There's so many rhymes and rhythms to the Bible. There's so many things that connect. And once you see it, it explodes for you. So that'll be a part 2. God bless. Hopefully this was a blessing. I found the Schofield stuff pretty early as a Christian. I'm like, whoa, the deception is so great. When you really dive deep into conspiracy theories at the root, they're trying to attack the Word of God. That strengthened my faith. Simple things, prison systems, the role of a family, honoring your mother and father. Don't ink yourself. I have a lot of Christians with tattoos. I'm not rebuking you, but the Bible clearly says don't ink yourself. And I digress. I was a director of marketing for a fine art paint company. I looked to take their paint and do ink because it just had street cred. And a lot of the tattoo artists are painters, right? With acrylic and oil paints. And a lot of those inks are super toxic. Super toxic, leaching into your skin. So I think God's rules help protect you. They're not here to hurt you. They're here to protect you. Well, hopefully this was a blessing. Hey, listen, I need a favor. The last VCast I did talking about the tariff rate lie, Final Days Report 415, I kid you not, it didn't show up on the Brighteon feed. It didn't show up on the BitChute feed. And it didn't show up on Rumble feed, the 3 platforms with free speech. So I need you to share these VCasts. I think we're over the target. And we need your help. Maybe if you're on Reddit, search, type some conversations. If you're on TikTok, I've been kicked off TikTok 2 different times. But please share. And if you're not comfortable sharing on social media, share via post-it notes, old school mail, you know, or simple conversation. People don't talk anymore. Get the word out. I mean, I was blown away. 3 platforms, I was not on the feed. I don't think they want 415 heard, my friends. God bless.